des films. Il y a Stu. Mais Anglic David Brit.
אז יש תרגום מאנגלית לעברית עם תמר או עם... יש הרבה הרבה מתרגמים. So there's a very natural process that happens on retreat, that we are opening the doors and the windows in our inner world, and we are gradually becoming more sensitive, more aware. We're paying attention to our inner life, and it grows. And this is natural, and this is part of the process, and we can just, in a way, enjoy it, feel it, go with it. We notice our body. We notice subtle sounds that our body is talking. This feeling, that feeling, hurting a little bit here, stress a little bit there, tension a little bit here, ease and quiet in the body. So we're all the time going a little bit under the surface and let it grow. This is natural in a retreat. We are more aware of our thoughts. We're more aware of the touch of the grass on our feet as we walk, of the small stones in the path, of the nemalim, the ants. In the streets of Tel Aviv, we wouldn't notice. We just walk on them. And here we notice there's an ant crossing the path, and there's me crossing the path. So the presence is growing day by day. And awareness is growing day by day. And the retreat is very specifically developing a dimension of that awareness, which is the heart dimension. The quality is we're intentionally developing the power of the heart. So citta as mind, heart, we're developing consciously the heart. At the same time, the mind is, as I said, growing in sensitivity and awareness. So part of that awareness at the level of the heart is that we're really opening ourselves to the language of the heart. And the image I like, and the image I comes to me all the time, is as if we're sitting by a river. And the river is, the water is making music as it touches the rocks and as it goes around and circles and little waves. And we're just sitting next to this river, or small river, and listening to the sound of the water. And that's an image about how we are listening to the sounds of our heart. We are opening the heart, we are listening, we are ready for the language of the heart. And so much of our life we are, in a way, pushing it aside or closing it down because we don't want the pain of the heart. And And so we're opening ourselves to the language of the heart. And the language of the heart is often very subtle. A little bit, for example, oh, it's lachti. Lo, it's lachti. I succeeded, I didn't succeed in something, in some experience here in the hall or outside. Ah, it's working for me. Ah, it's not working for me. That's already the heart talking. Ah, the bell rings at the end of 45 minutes and we feel, wow, great. That's the heart saying, great, wow, lunchtime. That's the heart saying, ah. Or the heart saying, ooh. Or the heart saying, oh. So we're there with it. Little preferences, adifuyot, ktanot, tguvot, ktanot, little responses we have to what's going on through our mind. Little responses to pleasant, unpleasant thoughts. How we are with the body in pain and pleasure. What do we do with it? It's the heart that is saying, oh, this is good, oh, this is a problem, oh, we want to change this, oh, I need to change my posture, oh, I don't know whether to change my posture. The heart is talking. So I just want to kind of make it very real, this heart language. And because what we're doing here in the retreat is really bringing the heart to life and learning its language and being with the language of the heart. And that's one aspect. And of course, we're also, in a way, purifying the language of the heart. We are intentionally developing the love. All of the language of the heart is based in a way on love. So we're developing love, and the love dialogue that we have from the heart. And as we develop it through constantly applying kindness. So when we have a thought, it's not just listening to the language of the thought and thinking it as a difficult thought, knowing that it has in it difficulty, we react to it, we react for it, but we also intentionally apply kindness to that thought. The thought of shiputiyut, judgment. Okay, I hear you, I'm with you, I'm for you. And it's an intentional movement to bring kindness to everything that we experience. So as I said before, it's already inside, in a way, all meditation. It's inside vipassana, it's already inside mindfulness. I remember talking to Professor Mark Williams in Oxford, who developed MBCT, mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. And it's a very structured mindfulness practice which is used therapeutically, especially in depression. So it's a kind of medical mindfulness in a way. And I talked to him about compassion, and he said, I've discovered that the whole thing only works with compassion. And we did some research trying, in a way, to separate mindfulness from compassion. And as soon as we tried to separate mindfulness from compassion, the whole thing collapsed. It didn't work anymore. So that compassion is there inside, has to be inside, or compassion or metta has to be inside all practice. But in this retreat and in these days, we are specifically lifting up that side of citta, the heart side, and applying it and getting it stronger and stronger, developing the heart to be a power and a tool that is life changing for us. So that's a kind of ground that we're going to be applying, or we are applying and listening to the heart. And the tool, the main tool or a central tool that we're using are the phrases to remind the heart, to direct the heart. It's a little bit like I said before, that the heart or the feeling life directs our thoughts. Because we feel anxious and we have an anxious thought. So we're doing it in reverse. A word is a thought. So it's a little bit like the tail wagging the dog. Zanav makashkesheta kelev. I don't know if it's an English expression, I don't know, but it's also in Hebrew. But we're doing it in reverse. We're allowing the mind, namely words, to trigger the heart, to stimulate the heart, to direct the heart, to guide the heart in a certain direction. And so there is a process for this, in which we start with the self, because we all love ourselves, or we at least basically love ourselves, even though we think we don't. And then we move to the benefactor, to someone we really, really respect, and we really wish, very, very simply, we wish the best for them. So the benefactor is a place or an image. So we're using images to help recruit that kindness, that metta, that vibration of love. We're using image, I'm using language. So these are just wise tools that we use. I discussed it this morning around the table. The Buddha did give instructions on a more abstract and universal form of metta practice using just a vibration tether. But the Buddha didn't teach 7-day retreats. We're in another form here. And we're in the Western world, householders, not monks, and we need wise tools that are right for the situation, the context. The context is householders, people living in Tel Aviv and Ramat Gan and Jerusalem, who come for a retreat for a week. What are the tools that fit the metta practice in such a situation? And it's not so easy to practice abstract practice. It's more subtle. Vibration in all directions is great, but it's subtle. And maybe the monks, it's suitable for monks who have left their homes and are practicing years under the trees. But for us in a 7-day retreat, we need tools that are a bit stronger and immediate. And that's the power of the phrases. So like I said in the talk yesterday, the practice is day by day, we're going pushing the limits of love. We're taking some risks. We're pushing the boundary. So the benefactor, the self, the benefactor, it's more easy. If we have a picture of the Dalai Lama, it doesn't give us a problem. We can just feel respect and love and wishing well to a figure like the Dalai Lama. Today, we can start with a friend. So bringing the phrases that we choose, or the phrase that we choose, to the image of a friend. A friend is more complex, because a friend, we argue with them sometimes, they're maybe not so nice to us sometimes, we do not love them all the time. So it's a little bit pushing the boundary. So never mind how they are for us, we will still bring up the image of a friend and give them the gift. Netina, as Simi was saying the other day, it's to give metta, it's a gift. So we give them metta, we have the image of the friend, and we direct metta, we give metta to a using the phrases, and sometimes, as I say, without the phrases, just the ripples, advot, the feeling in the heart towards the friend. And if we do experience that a friend is not so easy, this is exactly the place where we begin to work to push the boundary. Yes, the relationship may be more complex, may be more difficult, may be issues around the relationship with this person. Nevertheless, I will direct metta. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be at ease. May you be free from suffering. Never mind the complexities of the relationship. The metta will be under it all, like a wave. Because what we're doing is, in, as I say, training the heart to be a full of metta energy, heart energy. If you find it really difficult, problematic, if it gets stuck, it is possible to go to a friend in need, someone that is struggling. If you find it just difficult, then it may be easier to have in mind an image of a friend in need, a friend who is in trouble, a friend who is who has difficulty. Directing, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And we might find that easier. And the reason is that this is the aspect of loving kindness that you could say is compassion. And compassion we sometimes find easier to kind of, the heart knows that. Everybody wants to help someone that's suffering. Everybody wants to help an animal that's struggling, or everyone wants to help someone who's trying to cross the road that can't do it. You know, we have, it's very natural in our heart. So sometimes compassion can be easier for us. And a word about compassion, we're going to be working a bit more during this retreat on compassion. But a little bit about the language. The compassion, karuna, is one of the four of the Brahma Viharas. When we talk about metta in a general way, when we talk about loving kindness in a general way, we're actually meaning all of them. But we can break them up and be clear that there is a distinction, and it's a kind of color of kindness. Kindness having a slight color. The color of loving kindness is just pure love and pure may you be happy, and the wish and the movement of the heart, which is for, positive, ba'ad, with. Compassion is a response when there is pain. It's a vibration of the heart when there is pain. Mudita is the joy that we feel that is like a kind of virus. When we see someone happy and joyful, immediately we feel the same joy in us. And upekkha is the balance, that we are in the middle of emotional life, but we're steady. So in the Tibetan tradition, compassion tends to be used as a word that covers all of these. And in the Theravada, kindness or metta is sometimes used to cover all of those four. And at the moment, we're not really separating the four. We're just at the beginning of the retreat, where we're still halfway through the retreat, or less than half. So we're talking about just the heart opening. But just to be aware that in some cases, compassion can be easier for us. So if we are stuck, if we feel ourselves stuck, then maybe a friend in need, that's possible. And then it goes more in the direction of compassion. So, many of you are feeling a lot of different emotions and different feelings, and as I said yesterday, the heart is quite wild, is like a kind of wild animal. We can't control it. Many of you are feeling the reactivity, like I said, the drops of cool water on a hot plate, and the plate goes psst and reacts. So we can feel sometimes resistance, agitation, a bit irritation or reactivity. And all of these, just a general sense that it's all raw material. Zekol chomagenim. Everything that comes up in the frame of our being is chomagenim, is raw material, is workable. If there is anger coming up, give kindness to the anger. If there is a difficult thought coming up, give kindness to that. If the body is hurting, give kindness to the body. And if the phrases become mechanical and we feel reactive against the phrases, give kindness to the reaction. So it really is, everything is raw material for practice. And a general understanding that there's another language that we can use, which is the language of healing. It's not different from what we were saying, but it's a different way of looking at it. And we can really feel that we come into this moment quite wounded through conditioned life. And we all have our wounds and we all have our scars. And metta, kindness, softness, allowing, holding, forgiving, all of that is a movement of healing. And we can feel that what's coming, if difficulty comes up, it's just the difficulty that we have inside us as a kind of woundedness of conditioned life, samsara. And so when we turn the power, the vibration of love to that woundedness, it is a moment of healing. And we can feel there the power of the heart to heal the wounds of samsara, of conditioned life. So, I'm wondering whether to have questions now, but we have groups, we're still going to have groups, so I think we won't have questions now with a hall of 100 people, but do ask your questions in the groups. We're going to be having groups every day. It's a little helpful if you would ask the questions that you have in the groups rather than having one-to-one meetings with us, because it's very full. So all three of us tend to be quite full. It's a large retreat. So just, of course, you're welcome to ask for a one-to-one meeting if there's something that you really need to discuss personally with one of us, that's fine. But just to be aware that it's helpful to bring things up in groups. And the groups are a kind of family. We can feel, especially in this retreat, kindness. We're all, in a way, going through a journey here, which can be difficult. So we know that about each other. And so allow the groups to be our forum for questions. And but as I say, if you really need a one-to-one meeting, that's fine. Okay, so we'll take 10 minutes and I'll just practice together.